Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, December 29th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, Polk County Sheriff's detectives are seeking the public's help in the theft of an urn from Commemorative Creations on Cumby Road in Lakeland. The theft occurred around 7 p.m. on Saturday, December 18th. The suspect, identified as a blonde female, took a silver urn with purple wings on it. She's also been seen on security cameras going through the dumpster at the business. The urn is valued at $50 and was empty when it was stolen. If anyone has any information about this petty theft or recognizes the suspect, please contact Detective Arbogast at 863-577-1630 and reference case number 21-52878. Once again, the number is 863-577-1630 and reference case number 21-52878. Your local events, Ready, Aim, Fire. It's the Wauchula Kiwanis Club's 26th annual clay shoot happening Saturday, January 15th. Individual registration starts at just $125. It's a 100-shot course. Special prizes will be awarded to the top four-person team, along with top male, top female, and top youth shooters. You must provide ammunition, eye and hearing protection, and a cart if you desire. It all happens at Dark Hammock Legacy Ranch, 330 Clark Road in Lake Placid. Registration starts at 7:30 a.m., a mandatory safety briefing at 8:30, and the contest begins at 9. For more information, please call Margie Ludden at 863-381-9508. That number again is 863-381-9508. And the Denim and Diamonds Annual Gala is coming soon, and the deadline for registration will close on January 3rd. For more information, visit hardycc.com/gala. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Florida Distillers Company is looking for an ingredients coordinator, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of inventory control and manufacturing experience are preferred. East Coast Migrant Head Start Project is looking for bus drivers. Minimum requirements include a high school diploma or GED with a Class A or B commercial driver's license, along with a P&S endorsement and school bus driver certificate of training. And ACASA Senior Care is looking for a direct support professional, 1 year of caregiving experience, a driver's license, and CPR certification are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we'll read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 79 degrees out, feels like 83. No predicted chance of rain. Your current conditions, mostly sunny. Shade temperature, 78 degrees. Your maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Wind southeast at 8 miles per hour with gust up to 18 miles per hour. Humidity is humid at 62%. Air quality is fair. The dew point, 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover is 26%. 10 miles of visibility in your cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:29 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, patchy fog early this morning, sunny with highs in the mid-80s, south winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 60s, south winds around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing, patchy fog early in the morning, highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. And Thursday night, clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 60s, west winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Citing what he termed unparalleled costs and losses impacting merchandisers of U.S. cotton, House Ag Committee Chair David Scott of Georgia wrote to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack asking him to direct funding to cotton merchandisers that market ginned cotton to textile manufacturers. Scott noted, according to Georgia Farm Bureau, that cotton-related professions provide 53,000 jobs in Georgia with an economic impact of over $3 billion. Georgia ranks third among U.S. states in cotton production. The USDA extended the deadline for farmers who are certified organic or transitioning to organic to apply for pandemic assistance. The Organic and Transition Education and Certification Program helps cover certification and education expenses. The deadline to apply for 2020-21 eligible expenses is now February 4th rather than the original deadline of January 7th. Sign up for the 2022 fiscal year will be announced at a later date. Pushed by high meat prices, the food price index will surge 3.5% this year, its largest increase since the 5.5% rise in 2008. The USDA tells Agriculture.com the index compares the average price increase for the current year with the average increases for the preceding year. Beef prices are up by 9.5% this year, pork 8.5%, poultry 5%, and fish 5%, all at least twice as large as usual.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. A big thank you going out to all the people who work and volunteer at local food banks. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack's holiday message to food banks is one of deep gratitude for the important work they do every day, but especially in the past year and a half during the pandemic. Vilsack says the USDA is stepping up its own assistance.
Just recently, we established a local food purchase assistance cooperative agreement program that will award up to $400 million for emergency food assistance purchases of healthy, nutritious foods unique to the local geographic area. And we're also awarding up to $100 million in grants to expand the reach of TFAP into underserved communities in rural, remote, tribal, and low-income areas.
Feeding America, a national network of food banks, says that in Alabama, more than 788,000 people are facing hunger, and of them, more than 226,000 are children. In Georgia, 1.2 million people are facing hunger, of them, 377,000 are children. And in Florida, that number is more than 2.5 million people facing hunger, with more than 720,000 being children. U.S. food banks distributed about 50% more food in 2020 compared to 2019, according to the New York Times. Many of the served were first-time visitors. The workers and volunteers served millions of people, even as they dealt with supply chain interruptions and health risks.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing mixed on Wall Street, leaving the S&P 500 just shy of its latest record. After wavering between gains and losses, the benchmark index closed down 0.1%. The slight loss broke a four-day winning streak for the S&P. The Dow rose 0.3%. The Nasdaq fell 0.6%. A slide in technology, healthcare, and communication stocks outweighed gains in industrial firms and elsewhere in the market. Small company stocks also fell. The Dow was up 95 points to close at 36,398. The Nasdaq lost 89 to 15,781. The S&P dropped 4 points to 4,786. New York oil rose 41 cents to $75.98 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Dolphins beat the Saints last night 20-3 to build their winning streak now to 7. That's their longest since 1985. The Fish now 8-7. Nola drops to 7-8. Saints had to start fourth-string quarterback Ian Book, who made his NFL debut without his top two tackles in the lineup. He had 20 players overall sidelined in COVID protocols, and it showed. Dolphins defense was able to sack the rookie 8 times to move into a playoff spot with the win. Saints were so depleted they signed 4 players just hours before kickoff just to complete their roster. In college bowl action, Caleb Ellaby threw 2 touchdowns, ran for another. Western Michigan recorded its second bowl victory in program history, rolling past Nevada 52-24 in the Quick Lane Bowl from Ford Field in Detroit. Sean Tyler returned to kickoff 100 yards for a touchdown for the Broncos. This is SRN Sports. Boise State pulled out of the Arizona Bowl and shut down all team activities due to COVID issues within its football program. The Broncos were scheduled to play Central Michigan at Arizona Stadium on Friday. Organizers now looking for a replacement for Boise State. 14 NHL games postponed because of COVID protocols. However, the league is set to resume later tonight with three games on the schedule after an extended holiday break. The defending Stanley Cup champion Lightning will not have either of their NHL goaltenders in the net or their coach for a final rematch against the Canadiens, and coach Peter DeBoer is out for the Golden Knights game at Los Angeles. The league postponed three more games slated for later this week to bring the total now to 70 this season. Chicago's game at Winnipeg and a home-and-home series between Dallas and Colorado are the latest on the list to be rescheduled. In a sidebar, the Kraken will be without forward Brandon Tenev for the rest of the season with a torn ACL. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day, we have enough youth. How about a fountain of rich? Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.